Okay, so I think one of the key messages, Darren, at the moment is that we are hearing from people who are getting various aches and pains. And primarily that's because suddenly we've got more time on our hands. What we're seeing is people sort of hitting the garden, starting up exercise campaigns. The number of online programs is enormous. And so people are trying out all sorts of new things, which is great. We want people to end up using this time to get fitter and stronger. But the rules of exercise still apply. So I think it's key that people build up and realize that we're in this for a few weeks ahead yet, and therefore just doing a little bit each day and gradually building up. And our magic mantra is to build up by around 10% each week. So perhaps make sure there's not too many spikes in that activity workload at the moment, because that will end up with tendons and bones beginning to creak and ache a bit.
So even it's a bit like being at the gym. Although the gyms are not open, it's still slow and steady to begin with then, isn't it?
Slow and steady is a great message. And try not to think of this as a sprint just to get every free online course and online exercise program in, but actually try and pace yourself. So you're making sure that you still build into those rest days and recovery and sort of doing a little bit of a warm-up maybe before you do the gardening. People are getting very excitable about sort of doing lots and lots of things, but not necessarily adhering to the usual rules that we would apply.
And for people who have never exercised before and they've sat at a desk for most of their working career and now find themselves at home, doing a simple walk to your local park and back is acceptable to just be a bit more active, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think start gently. Start with a walk that's at a comfortable pace that just gets you slightly out of breath. And then over the next few days, build that up in terms of pace. If you've never run before, don't suddenly start running. Maybe follow one of the Couch to 5K programs, because they're brilliant for getting people walking and then doing a little bit of running. But that philosophy of the Couch to 5K works across everything. So that works really, really nicely.
Angie, thank you very much from PhysioFit.
Thank you very much, Darren. Take care now. Stay well.